Let's check wrestling first. Lots of high school wrestling around the region last night. Atlantic won two halves of a double duel last night. Atlantic beating Red Oak 60-19, and Atlantic outlasting Lewis Central 34-31. Lewis Central also downed Red Oak 66-6. For Atlantic, both Zach Stork at 182 and John McConkie at 285 pounds were able to post a pair of victories last night to help the team. Also last night in high school wrestling, it was Creston defeating Southwest Iowa 78-3. Creston beat St. Albert 78-3. And it was Southwest Iowa over St. Albert 30-18. Trainer beat Griswold 36-30. Kemper Catholic downing Trainer 54-18. Kemper Catholic over Griswold 58-18. Kemper Catholic over Coon Rapids Bayard 52-22. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Trainer 36-28. And it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Griswold 40-24. AHSTW won a pair of matches last night as part of a double duel. Vikings beat East Mills 54-24 and AHSTW downing Tri-Center 69-6. East Mills also beat Tri-Center by a 36-24 final. Also last night in a four-team meet, it was Logan Magnolia over Audubon 69-4. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 60-18. Logan Magnolia dumping West Monona 52-15. Riverside beat Audubon 51-28. West Monona over Riverside 27-21. And it was West Monona over Audubon 45-27. Also last night, Missouri Valley, a winner over Clarinda Academy 69-6. Missouri Valley beating Maple Valley 60-15. Mo Valley beat Woodbine 63-12. Clarinda Academy over Maple Valley 40-36. Maple Valley beat Woodbine 48-36. Woodbine over Clarinda Academy 54-27. Also in a four-team meet last night, Bedford Lennox beat Maryville 57-24. Bedford Lennox over Mount Air 42-40. Bedford Lennox over Pleasantville 30-30. They win on criteria. Mount Air beat Maryville 54-21. Pleasantville over Mount Air 57-24. And Pleasantville beat Maryville 65-12. Also, Southeast Warren, a winner over Southwest Valley, 48-16 was the score. Southeast Warren beat Collins Maxwell Baxter 45-12. CMB over Southwest Valley 52-12. CMB beat Nottoway Valley 39-18, and Southwest Valley over Nottoway Valley by a score of 34-30. And also in a duel last night in wrestling, it was Glenwood beating Harlan by a final of 46-25. In high school basketball last night, not a lot of action, but in girls hoops last night in the Western Iowa Conference, Missouri Valley beat Riverside 40-25. Underwood down Thomas Jefferson 77-46. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Adair Casey over Charter Oak Ute 83-38. Also in the Corner Conference, Essex beat Stanton 59-30 and Nishnabotna over Heartland Christian 75-11. In boys basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10, Lewis Central down Thomas Jefferson 79-42. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Missouri Valley over Riverside 68-49. In the Corner Conference, Sydney beat Clarinda Academy 59-40. Stanton over Essex 68-51. Nishnabotna beat Heartland Christian 67-27. In college men's basketball last night, Iowa's nine-game winning streak came to an end at eighth-ranked Maryland in a game heard here on KJAN. The Terrapins scored two quick baskets with less than a minute and a half to play to build a six-point lead in a 74-68 victory over the third-ranked Hawkeyes.
You know, I was really impressed with our guys at the start of the second half, you know, erasing that six-point lead, taking a lead back. And they came right back, and then we took the lead again, and we had a chance to tie it late. You know, I don't think we ever really got into any flow offensively. We fought. It's just unfortunate. I thought we had some very uncharacteristic turnovers.
Iowa led on several occasions in the second half, but Adam Woodbury fouled out late and finished with 11 points and 10 rebounds.
I thought we fought. You know, it was, you know, I would give credit to Maryland and their defense and the fact that they out-rebounded. We got a rebound late. When we finally do get a stop, you know, we just had a small lineup. You know, I felt bad for Woody because he had a terrific game, and he's on the bench.
Iowa nearly survived a poor shooting night. Jared Utoff made only 2 of 13 shots, and as a team, the Hawkeyes made only 5 of 24 from three-point range.
I thought we fought. I thought we showed some toughness. We got to be a little bit better in some areas of execution, whether it be our 2-3 zone, whether it be our late-game press, you know, and then our half-court sets.
Peter Jock led Iowa with 14 points as the Hawkeyes fall to 7-1 in the Big Ten, still on top of the conference standings. They'll return to action Sunday as they host Northwestern in a game we'll have for you here on the radio. Elsewhere in top 25 play last night, Arizona's 49-game home winning streak is over after Dylan Brooks scored 24 points to lead 23rd-rated Oregon past the number 18 Wildcats 83-75. Denzel Valentine drained 5 of Michigan State's season-high 16 three-pointers, and the 12th-ranked Spartans held Northwestern to 21% shooting in a 76-45 stifling of the Wildcats. Also last night, Trevor Cooney scored 22 points, and Syracuse built a 44-27 halftime lead and then completed an 81-66 win over number 25, Notre Dame. In the past 2 weeks, the Iowa State Cyclones have beaten the nation's top-ranked team and the fourth-ranked team. They'll get a shot at the fifth-ranked team on Saturday when they visit Texas A&M as part of the Big 12 SEC shootout. The Cyclones have won 4 straight, and they stand 16-4 overall.
And we played well on the road. We played well on the road. We had a chance at Oklahoma. We had a chance at Texas. We lose 2 road games by 2 and 3. I know we lost by 4 at Oklahoma, but we had the ball in our hands, a shot to win the game or tie and send it overtime. I think we'll play well Saturday.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who'll be matching up against his mentor and Texas A&M coach Billy Kennedy. Cyclone guard Monte Morris says the Cyclones' improved play the past couple of weeks starts on defense.
Defensively, man, we getting a lot better, and I think it's just us not being satisfied. We know we didn't start off, conference season how we wanted to, so we're trying to show the nation, that we're really here to stay, man, and we're going to keep getting better every single day.
The Aggies are 17-3 and suffered their first SEC loss on Wednesday night with a 74-71 upset at Arkansas. They'll provide a big test Saturday for Iowa State. On National Hockey League news, Calgary Flames defenseman Dennis Weidman has been suspended indefinitely pending a hearing for checking and knocking down linesman Don Henderson during Wednesday night's game against Nashville. Weidman got up after being hit, and he cross-checked Henderson in the back on the way to the bench. Weidman said he was in pain and was just trying to get off the ice, adding that he couldn't avoid Henderson. Weidman apologized to Henderson after that incident. In football news, quarterback Matty Mock has been dismissed by the Missouri football team following several incidents. New coach Barry Odom says he met with Mock in December and gave him a fresh start, but Missouri suspended Mock again this week after a brief video was posted to Twitter showing a person appearing to snort a white powder-like substance. The tweet mentions Mock by name. The junior was suspended on November 1st following an incident at a bar not long after returning from a suspension on September 29th for an undisclosed violation of team policy. An official says New York authorities are investigating whether the NFL is engaging in anti-competitive practices on its ticket-selling website. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has released a report criticizing price floors for tickets, particularly by sports leagues, including the NFL. The report says many NFL teams encourage or even require ticket holders to use Ticketmaster's NFL ticket exchange platform, where the seller is prohibited from cutting the price below face value. An official with knowledge of the investigation says Schneiderman's office is investigating and wants the price floor removed. And voters for the Pro Football Hall of Fame have chosen what's being called the Super Bowl 50 Golden Team. The Steelers dominate the list with 7 players chosen. On offense, the breakdown includes Joe Montana at quarterback, Emmitt Smith and Franco Harris in the backfield, wide receivers Lynn Swan and Jerry Rice, Jay Novacek at tight end, and linemen Mike Webster, Art Snell, Forrest Gregg, Gene Upshaw, and Larry Allen. On defense, they chose Reggie White, Joe Green, Charles Haley, and Randy White up front, with linebackers Jack Ham, Ray Lewis, and Jack Lambert, along with defensive backs Ronnie Lott, Deion Sanders, Mel Blunt, and Jake Scott to that all-time Super Bowl team. That's a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.